everyone. Welcome back to Beyond the Filter. I'm Alexis.
And I'm Paulina.
And today we are going to be talking about some of our favorite things.
Our current obsessions, if you will.
Yes.
Our top tens.
I do like to hyperfixate, so.
Yeah, these change all the time for me.
Mine like last a good minute and then I like hyperfixate too much and get like sick of it. At least with the food items I have on my list.
I get sick of things really quickly. So if you ask me this again in like 2 weeks.
You're like, no.
Yeah.
Okay. Should we share one by one?
That sounds fun.
Okay.
Okay. So my first one is, oh, no intro, by the way. We're just hopping right into this one. Okay. This is going to be kind of like random. Like all over the stuff. Just things we're loving in general all around. So my first one is That's It bars. Oh my goodness. If you guys don't know what this is, I bought a big old bag from Costco. It's basically just like an adult fruit snack.
I was going to compare it to like a healthy fruit roll up.
Yes. Yeah. That's literally what it is. It's like a healthier fruit roll up minus the roll up. So just the fruit.
Minus the artificial flavoring.
So just the fruit. And it's basically just like a dried fruit bar. But the texture is so much better than just eating like dried fruit.
Mm-hmm.
I normally hate dried fruit.
Me too.
Like the texture of it's like too chewy or it's like hard and I don't like it. But these are so good and they have so many different flavors. The ingredients is literally just like two kinds of fruit in each bar. And I love that they come individually packaged because I need snacks with me at all times.
Yeah.
And I love being able to just like throw one in my purse and it's amazing. But they have different flavors. It's always apples with another fruit. My personal faves are the apple and mango, apple and strawberry.
Oh, that one's my fave.
And the apple and blueberry.
Oh, I haven't had that one.
I had the apple and banana. It's not bad. Not great when you've had the other ones.
It's giving like baby food.
It literally is. Yeah. No, it's not the best flavor, but it's not bad. I just like it. Like if your blood sugar is dropping. Just,
yeah, Coachella.
Yeah. Just really quick. Mm-hmm. Have a little fruit bar. And I love it. I share it with Ellie.
That's so cute. I will say like those and the snack that I have on my list literally kept me alive at Coachella. I don't know how I survived off like these mini snacks. I like only bought food the last day.
That's
and I'm like,
wild.
I literally just did not eat all day.
When you came back, did you feel like you were hungry and you needed to like eat?
Yeah, we ended up like cooking like at like 2 a.m.
Oh, I meant like back home.
Oh.
Like here.
I was like, yeah, actually, thank you for asking. Yeah, I honestly feel like I kind of ate a lot when I came back because I was like starved throughout the whole weekend.
That's valid.
Yeah.
You were so like, go, go, go.
I really was. Okay. Well, I guess that leads me into my first thing on my list. Chomps.
Oh.
They're so good.
I love them.
Thank you, J.C. Marie Smith, for.
Oh, she put you on them?
Yeah, because I always felt like she was talking about them and like her love for like chomps, but they're just so like high in protein. I feel like it's a good like snack to keep you till like your next meal.
A better Slim Jim.
And I do love a Slim
Jim. I do too.
They're so good.
From a gas station on a road trip.
Ooh.
They just hit different.
Yeah. So that's been my like snack obsession. I have one more on here, but actually two.
Wow. Which flavor of chomps do you like?
I like the original, the like red one. I think it's just the original. Yeah.
I've had, there's like a jalapeno.
I think that's the green one, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. That one's pretty good too. Okay. My next one is all this new pop music lately, guys. I'm living like this is going to be the summer. Like, you know how everybody refers to like summer 2016 for some reason on TikTok? It's like a thing.
Yeah.
I'm like, This is happening. This is the vibe.
The new summer 2016.
Yeah, like the music is just insane. I am obsessed, obviously, with Espresso by Miss Sabrina Carpenter.
Good.
Ariana Grande's entire album. Mm-hmm. Just like she really ate with that album.
She really did.
And then, okay, we have Illusion by Dua Lipa.
I actually don't think I've listened to that yet.
Oh my gosh, it is such a good one. She's just like, I think she's coming out with an album or something.
Oh, next week, I think.
Yeah, that one. Oh my goodness. I watched the live stream for Peso Pluma and I discovered some new songs of his and I'm just like, oh. Love On by Selena Gomez.
Yeah.
Hello.
That's a certified bop.
What else has been coming out? Taylor's album isn't really pop. It's a little depresso, but
yeah.
So, but she also slayed with that. I don't know, just like the music that's been coming out this year.
I'm on my Metro Boomin kick.
Oh my gosh, have you been following the drama?
Yeah, it's so good.
If you guys, I'm not gonna get into it because it's a whole thing, but yeah, go down a rabbit hole on Reddit, like, or on TikTok, Reddit.
Yeah,
maybe Twitter, and there is so much drama between Drake and everybody.
Yeah,
like, and the rest of the rap world, like Metro Boomin, Kendrick Lamar too. I think Jake Cole's on Drake's side. Kanye threw himself into it. Chris Brown's in it now. Like, it's,
yeah, it's like this whole thing.
Good luck.
Yeah,
good luck if you want to read into it. But yeah, just pop music lately. Woo. I'm very grateful. I love being a woman.
Me too. Like, it's so fun.
Yeah, the music lately has just been really fun. It's like giving all the summer vibes.
Yeah. My second one is Topicals Hydrating Lip Balm. Mm. It's really thick, but it's not sticky on your lips.
Topicals is a brand?
Yeah.
I feel like I've never heard of them.
It's,
but good to know.
Honestly, really good. I think it's mint flavored, but it's like a subtle, and love it that. Keeps my lips hydrated for so long. And I just like how your lips don't feel like sticky, like a glossy feel. And so that's been like my go-to lip balm as of lately.
I hate sticky lip balm.
Me too. And I hate when it gets in my hair.
Ugh,
it pisses me off.
No, it, like the rage I feel.
Yeah, I'm like, no.
Okay, my next one is long walks after work or sunset walks. I have been doing them every single day. Like today, I'm not going to get into it, but I had a thumbs down day.
That goes for the both of us.
Did not have a great day at work. Very grateful that I get to work from home because I closed my laptop at 6 and I'm like, I got to get outside.
Yeah.
And I have a dog. So got to get outside either way and take her out, which love that. But yeah, me, Kali, and Ellie have been going on walks for about like 30 minutes to an hour after work every single day. And it's just like, it's the best. I feel like I'm able to let go of all my stress. I can kind of get out of my head for a bit and just enjoy outside. I love just spending time with Kali and seeing Ellie be all happy that she's outside after being inside all day. And it's just like everything suddenly goes away. The minute I come back home from a walk, I'm like, oh, yeah, nothing's... You're nothing's like, wrong.
I reconnected with nature.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, everything's fine.
You're like, this is great.
Yeah, so the time changing helped a ton with being able to do that, because going on a walk at 4 p.m., isn't it? But
yeah, no.
Like, I'm off at 6, so I get to go for a walk right before sunset at around 7, so it's like the perfect time.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been loving that.
Oh,
wait. By the way.
Oh?
My step count for April, I already hit my goal.
Oh, yay.
Remember how I said in that affirmations episode that my goal was 4,000 steps?
Mm-hmm.
The average, it's almost at 5,000.
Oh my god, yay.
So 4,969, baby.
Oh, that's like basically 5,000.
So I made it.
You did. What's my next one? Oh, Rockies Matcha. It's a brand. The brand's called Rockies Matcha, or it might just be Rockies. I'm not actually entirely sure. But if you live in LA and you've been to Community Goods, which is the most hyped cafe coffee shop in LA that Haley and Justin go to.
Ooh, I'm like, noted. I would love to run into them.
Yeah, we have to go next time, honestly.
Yeah.
Literally the best matcha, one of the best matchas I've had in my entire life.
Ooh.
And I did a little stocky stock and found out the brand of matcha that they use, so I ordered it, and I've been using it like here and there because I feel like I've been switching off from like drinking coffee and matcha, and it's so good. It just tastes like so fresh.
How's the caffeine?
Honestly, pretty good. I had it like the other day because I was like, I need a little like kick, but like not anything crazy because it was like 3, and I feel like it did me justice.
Maybe I should try it. Well, I would try like a sip of yours.
Yeah,
so I won't be bouncing off the walls.
I will say I do it with almond milk, and then I add a little bit of the Chobani sweet cream.
Ooh.
So good.
Ugh, yum. I wish I could drink matcha because I used to love it so much. But
you did.
I can't anymore. Next one, this is gonna be quite a shocker, is I've been loving cooking new chicken recipes.
Slay.
And that's so funny because a year ago, if you would have told me that, or even a few months ago, I would have been like,
Yeah.
I was strictly only buying rotisserie chicken from Costco and using that because cooking chicken is scary.
We've both come such a long way.
Yeah.
With cooking it.
So I told myself, like, one of my New Year's resolutions for this year was to fall back in love with cooking. I feel like I was kind of letting work get to me a bit, like, last year. And I wasn't cooking as much as I would have wanted to. I was eating out a little bit more. And yeah, I wanted to fall back in love with cooking. And so many recipes that I like include chicken. So I feel like I've really mastered cooking and seasoning chicken. Mm-hmm. Like, I think I tell you off the top of my head. Like, my favorite chicken seasoning is Parmesan, mm-hmm. Salt, pepper, paprika, Cajun seasoning.
Oh, I love Cajun seasoning.
Yeah. And garlic, onion powder. And I want to say that's it. And then the trick is, so you put that in a bowl, mix it all up together. So the seasonings mix with the Parmesan and all that. And then put the chicken in there, the raw chicken, mix it up so it's nice and coated. Also, I heard a quote, if you ain't sneezing, it ain't seasoned.
Please. That sounds like something you would like find at TJ Maxx or Home Goods.
In the kitchen.
Yeah. Like imagine a little I kitchen have that sign. Oh my God.
Okay.
That's so funny.
But it's true. So make sure everything's nice and coated, and then you put, like, I don't even know, a good little squeeze of mayo.
Ooh.
And the mayo makes it so juicy. It's insane. And then you just put that on the pan and you fry it up for, like, I don't know, I do like 5 minutes on each side.
Yeah.
So it gets a little crispy. Oh my goodness.
Ooh.
I know.
I need to try that.
That's like my go-to chicken seasoning right now. But there's like tons. But I've just been loving chicken lately. I love it. And I'm so glad because it's so good for you.
Yeah. I was going to say, I feel like we used to get like the chicken ick easily. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just don't think I knew how to cook it.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. I was probably way too bland. But now I'm like, I eat it almost every single night. It's so freaking good.
Yeah. Okay. The next thing on my list. Ugh, my voice is getting dry. Or heated sculpt classes. I've been trying to switch up my routine. And so I feel like it's basically like a body weight, mat Pilates kind of vibe.
Do you use light weights too?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. And I just noticed I'm just like weak. Like I'm sore right now and I took the class on Monday or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I need to like up my like, I guess... It's my girly version of weightlifting because it's like lightweight.
No, same. I'm with you.
And I'm just like, I just want to feel more like toned, I guess.
Yeah. Your abs were showing at Coachella, though.
Oh, my God. Thank you. I'm like, maybe I'm doing something right.
You are.
Yeah. So I've been doing that lately just to kind of like get some variety in my routine.
Yeah. And you've been liking it a lot? Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah. I mean.
How many times have you done it? You're like one.
Like maybe probably like five-ish, like nothing like anything crazy.
Nice.
But yeah, I don't know. I walked in there Monday. I was like, whoa, it's really heated in here.
Yeah, that gives me anxiety, but
yeah,
it also seems really soothing.
Mm-hmm.
So
I will say, because it was cold that morning, so like it was kind of hot like the initial walk in, and then I was like, oh, it's kind of cozy in here. But then you start sweating and I'm like, oh
yeah. And you're in there for like an hour.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, time to go.
I do want to try going to like, because I do mat Pilates at home, but I've never gone to a place to do mat Pilates, only reformer.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I would love to do it, but heated freaks me out.
Yeah. That's so valid.
That's good though. Okay. Next is baby blue and sage green, but specifically for clothing lately. Like if you walk anywhere, those colors are everywhere right now for spring, especially baby blue. I've been seeing it everywhere. But I have just discovered a new love for wearing color, which is groundbreaking for me since I'm a strictly neutrals girly. But I've started buying little things here and there that are baby blue or sage green. I feel like it complements my skin tone and all that very well in my like hair color.
Yeah.
But oh my God, I'm so glad that it's like a trending color right now, because it's like muted enough where it's not
true
super in your face.
Yeah.
But it's like, oh, she's wearing color. Groundbreaking.
You're like, wait a sec.
Yeah, I've been loving it. I feel like it's here to stay. I don't think it's strictly for spring. Mm-hmm. I could see it going through fall and winter, to be honest, but I'm obsessed with anything of that color. Like, give it to me in a journal. Yeah. Nail colors. I love like those like greenish beige New Balances that a lot of people have. Like,
yes,
just obsessed.
Those are so cute.
Obsessed with those colors right now.
The next thing on my list is by Rare Beauty, of course, and specifically their lip liner in the shade Wise, because I swear it's the perfect like mauvey nude.
Mm-hmm.
And it literally goes well with so many different like glosses and lipsticks that I bought my second like liner of it. Like, I'm that obsessed.
Oh my gosh.
I just go through it so fast.
I love finding a good makeup product that like when it's time for a refill, you're like,
I'm like, okay, let me purchase. I just bought three new lip products that Lana Del Rey was.
Lana Del Rey.
I was like, wait, why am I talking like I'm five? It's like babies. That she was wearing at Coachella. And I also feel like she had the perfect like mauvey nude lip both
she
weekends.
Did, huh? Yeah.
And so I like stalked her makeup artist, and he commented or replied back to someone asking like what products did he use, and so I ordered it, and it has yet to come in, but I shall give an update.
Yeah, report back.
Yeah,
we need to know,
because I love a good mauvey nude. I've noticed I'm like not really into like a pink lip anymore. It's more like a nude.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh, man, Selena really ate with her.
She's ate with her whole line. Collection. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very grateful.
Ugh.
Okay, mine's also a makeup one. Thank you for getting me into this.
I was just about to say, I was like, wait a sec.
The Tower 28 SOS spray. So I am obsessed. I bought the mini version just to try it out to see if it breaks me out or anything, because it's $12. Hear me out. Okay, I know it's kind of ridiculous to spend that much money on, it's essentially just salt water.
I was just about to say, it's water. It's like that.
Literally the first ingredient is water.
I feel like there was like a product that was trending a while ago where it was like a water spray too, like back when we were in high school.
Ooh, I don't remember.
But it's basically water.
Yeah, I'm like bottle. But there's it's salt water and then hydrochloris,
I think. So
is that a word? Let's see before I say things I
don't mean. Oh, it's the Evian mineral spray.
Evian, the water.
God, I hate that water. There, you know.
No wonder.
Yeah, I feel like at least like when I was in high school, a lot of people were using that. And it was literally water.
Okay, yeah. So, it's hypochlorous, not hydrochlorous. Sorry. Okay, so.
Oh, yeah.
The ingredients are water, sodium chloride, so basically salt, and hypochlorous acid. And hypochlorous acid is really great for people who have sensitive skin, like me. I'm prone to acne breakouts, and just like if you have dry skin.
Yeah.
And this spray was approved by the National Eczema.
My people.
Is it National Eczema Association? Is that what it's called? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't get eczema on my face, but I do get it on my arms and my legs. So you can also spray this on like your eczema spots when they flare up. And I love it. So I'm like, could I possibly find something cheaper? Sure.
Sure.
But Tower 28 is cute.
I was going to say their branding's like so cutesy.
Yeah.
And the bottle's cute.
Yeah, and I love that it's a mini version, because I can just, like, I went to Disney last weekend and I just brought it with me to, like, spray throughout the day, and I loved it. Love it. I'll probably continue to get the mini one, just because it's easy to throw in your bag.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but love that spray.
I finally caved and bought the big one recently.
Uh-huh.
Because I felt like I was going through the minis so fast. I was like, well.
That's valid, yeah.
Yeah.
Or maybe I can just buy the big one and refill the mini when I need to.
Oh.
Yeah, to save money.
Yeah, but you could just do that.
Yeah, like, I remember you were telling me how glowy it made your face look.
Mm-hmm.
And when I spray it before makeup, like,
yeah,
the difference.
It really makes such a huge difference.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, maybe I should just, like, go into the ocean more.
Maybe I need to touch grass more.
Yeah.
Okay, so my next fave at the moment are mini Clif energy bars, specifically chocolate
brownie.
We're all
talking about snacks.
Yeah. I have one before specifically my spin workouts, because I don't know, recently sometimes I'll like work out like fasted, which I'm like, I don't know if that's really good if it's like a high intense workout. And these little mini Clif bars really do it for me. It like
that.
Satisfies my energy and like gives me, you know, a little like blood sugar boost, if you will. And they're just so cute and tiny.
What flavors?
I've only tried the chocolate brownie, but I know they have like a white macadamia nut.
Ooh.
And that one sounds good.
So that sounds good.
I'm going to get that when I run out of the box I got.
I always need a snack before I eat. Oh, wait. Or
I was like, that speak too? Your truth, girl.
I remember before I work.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I need a pre-dinner snack always.
Or it's like when you're cooking and you're just like eating as you go.
No, I do.
Yeah.
I'm human, but that's not what I meant. Oh, no, I meant before I work out, especially when it's in the it's like a spin class in the morning.
Yeah.
Mm-mm, I need something. I usually eat a mini bagel.
I feel like that satisfies, actually.
Yeah, or like a banana. But I love the Clif bars. My next one is I have been getting ready every single day lately. Like today, I don't know if you noticed, I'm wearing an outfit.
Today, if you didn't notice, I'm wearing makeup. You see?
I love that for us. We're changing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm wearing my little cargo pants from Hollister today.
Oh my God, cute.
Yeah, and I put on a tank top. And getting ready means something like different every day, whether it's like, you know, I do my hair or I decided to put on a little bit of makeup. I'm wearing like clothes that aren't workout clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Today, or lately, I've been getting just like a big hair clip, like this one that you gave me.
Yeah, I will say you always wear that one. I'm like so glad I got it for you.
I know. I'm so glad too. I love it because it's like really good at like cinching my hair. Like yeah. It really grasps it all. But yeah, I usually will just like kind of pin my hair back just to get it out of my face. But like when I'm on camera, which I am a lot throughout the day for work, I look like I did something with my hair.
Yeah.
And I love it. And I've been doing that. And then I'll just do my eyelashes and eyebrows with like a little bit of brow gel.
Mm-hmm.
And done. But today I decided to put on a little outfit. But it's still super comfy because I'm like, I'm still at home and sitting down.
Yeah.
But I've just been really loving getting ready. I feel like, I don't know, I don't feel like a slob. Sometimes mm-hmm. I feel that way, you know?
Same.
Because yeah. I'm at home all day and whatever. So I've been really liking getting ready every day.
I love that. Mm-hmm. I love that for us, truly.
We're like, we got all ready today.
Yeah. I'm like, we actually did something.
Yeah.
Okay. The Patrick Star On Till Dawn setting spray is my new favorite because I use that at Coachella and I swear my makeup like did not move.
Ooh.
All day. And granted, you know, it wasn't hot. Like, it wasn't too hot, but I mean, it was still like hot.
Hot enough. Hot yeah. enough where your makeup would get ruined.
And my makeup was literally still on till like 3 a.m.
Ooh, I love that.
I was like, thank you, Patrick Star, for that. So highly recommend. I just got the travel size because I didn't know like how I was going to feel about it.
Yeah.
But we'll be repurchasing when I run out.
I don't think I've ever heard anything bad about a Patrick Star makeup product, beauty Same. Product. I've only heard really great things. I mean, mm-hmm. he would know.
Yeah.
So.
He's the OG.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Next is, I feel like I keep starting all mine with next.
Mine is like, I'm like, I need to stop saying that.
I'm like, I'm annoying myself.
Me too.
Okay. I was going to say, okay, next. Okay. So I froze.
Oh my gosh.
I've also been loving slow morning routines. I think I've like briefly talked about this. So I won't get too deep into it today, but I feel like the mornings that I'll work out or something, unless I wake up early enough, I feel very rushed before I start work. And I feel like it kind of just puts a damper on my mood. And when I start work, I'm already kind of feeling overwhelmed because I'm like, okay, I have to start at 9.
Oh,
and
I get like that too.
Yeah. I'm like, yes, I work from home, but like I'm still working and mm-hmm. I still have things I need to get done and I have meetings a lot. So like I have to start work at 9. And if I don't work out and get ready, as in like shower and eat breakfast and all that stuff, like I'm probably not going to eat until like almost 11 a.m. and I don't want to wait that long. So I've been really liking like not pushing myself to work out in the morning if I don't have time, if I woke up a little bit later or something.
Yeah.
Because I know people like to like romanticize, you know, working out at like 5 a.m. and whatever. And it's mm-hmm. just like, I like working out in the morning too. But sometimes if it just doesn't work for that day,
yeah,
and I'm okay with it. So lately, I've been prioritizing having a slow morning and having like a really calm morning routine so that I'm able to start work on a better note and not feeling overwhelmed already that early in the morning. So I'll usually wake up and then I've been doing a like 5-minute stretch session just to like kind of loosen up. And then I'll do my skincare, all that. I'll make breakfast, take Ellie out, I'll journal, and then I meditate, and then I'm in a better mood.
That's good.
Yeah. So I like taking things slow. I feel like it makes a big difference in my mood for the work
day. The day.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess going along with work, one of my favorites has been my physical planner that I finally got. because my life has just been so busy that I'm like, I can't remember everything, just writing it down in my notes app.
You're just one girl.
One girl with a lot of jobs.
Yes.
So I've been using my planner. It was literally $6 on Amazon. And it's really cute. And
share the link, queen.
I know. I'm like, I'll put the link in the show notes. And it just helps me stay more organized or like remember when I have appointments. Because I mean, I color coordinate my Google Calendar, but I feel like that's like not enough. Like I physically need to write it.
Yeah. I get it.
Yeah. So I've been doing that lately and I feel a little less chaotic. I still feel chaotic, but that's just because I'm all over the place right now.
Also, I feel like when you take the time to like sit down and write something in your planner and you kind of look at it, it almost like makes it more real. So when you look at it, it's like, because sometimes, you know, we like get in our heads and everything just feels like so messy and just like, oh, like there's so much going on. So when you put it out on pen and paper and you kind of organize things the old fashioned way.
Yeah.
You're like, okay.
Old school way.
Yeah. You're like, okay, it's manageable. It's doable.
Yeah.
But when you're on your phone, just because like you scroll on your phone for fun and then also when you're working on your phone, like it's a lot.
Yeah. I'm like, my eyes are tired from staring at screens all day.
Yeah. I'm a big planner girly myself. I get one for Christmas from my sister-in-law every single year.
Yeah. I feel like it's a must.
I love it. It comes with stickers and everything.
Oh my God. Cute.
All right. We're almost done. I hope this is going to be kind of niche, but Carlos and I play Connections, the New York Times Connections
Please.
And Wordle games every single day.
And I love that.
It's so much fun. Have you ever played them?
No, but Melissa plays them.
Both of those?
Yeah, I think both.
I am obsessed. Connections, specifically Wordle. I'm like, I usually, not to toot my own horn, but I'm pretty
good at it.
I'm really good at Wordle. Connections, that one's more difficult, but like Gali and I will play together.
Yeah.
So we play Wordle like at the same time together, but we play on our own.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that we can guess on our own. Connections, it's usually a head scratcher. So we kind of figure it out together on our own phones. But it's so much fun.
I love that.
It's like, it's just such like a wholesome.
You're now like the second or third person that's like telling me about this. So now I feel like I need to start
playing.
You should
try. So Connections is cool because Wordle is like you just guess the word.
Yeah.
That one's fun. But Connections is really cool because it's like, I think it's 16 words and you have to find, and it comes, okay. So you have to find, you basically group four words together so that it becomes into four sections. And you have to figure out like what the groups are, but they're insane.
Oh,
like really quick. Let me just read you what one of the groups was today so you can see how hard it is. Like, okay. One of the groups is taco toppings. That one was easy. The other one was kinds of skirts and it was mini, pencil, poodle and wrap. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, I don't know. I feel like that's
no,
like I know those types of skirts, but like.
And then the hardest category was words with hill and the
what
words,
the heck?
Which I don't know what this means personally, but the words were capital, faith, foot, and mole. I don't even know what that means. I don't know what capital hill is. I don't know what faith hill is. Like, I don't
wait, Capitol Hill?
What is that?
Like in DC? And Faith Hill's a country singer.
Okay, what's foot hill?
I don't know what that is.
Mole hill? Hill mole, maybe?
I know, I'm like,
oh, Capitol Hill's that whole thing.
Yeah.
I'm like, I live in California.
I'm like, oh, okay.
Okay. And then Mole Hill. Like, that's what I'm saying.
Mole Hill's like weird.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Hill Mole. I don't know. But yeah, it's really fun. You should play it if you need a little escape. It's fun.
Yeah. Okay. The next thing on my list are chocolate quinoa crisp.
Ooh.
Specifically by the brand Undercover. I love quinoa and you're probably like, is this some dumb healthy snack you're trying to promote? No.
Like your zucchini brownies.
Please. Not that. Have you seen those memes where it's like you wouldn't survive an hour in the asylum? Yeah, that's, you know, a little personal there. But
yeah.
These quinoa crisps just taste like Hershey chocolate. Like you wouldn't think they're like quinoa.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was kind of weirded out because the way I like tried them, my mom's coworker got me a Christmas gift and it was in like my gift bag and I was like, what the hell is this?
You're like, who gets somebody quinoa
crisps?
Yeah, I was
like this. I'm like, I'm not
like,
that organic. Yeah. I'm like, please, I'm not like that. Like gluten-free, dairy-free.
Yeah.
And then I
tried
it. Oh,
that's why she did it. Oh, that's valid.
Yeah. I was like, okay, I guess that's considerate. But still, I was like, oh, I'm not like that healthy.
Yeah.
But they're so good. And they have like different kinds. They have like dark chocolate, milk chocolate, chocolate with sprinkles.
Ooh.
And I go through the bags so fast because they're relatively small.
Mm-hmm.
So like the serving size is like kind of a lot, which is nice. But I don't know. I just really love them.
I want to try that because sometimes I want a sweet treat, but I just want something small.
Yeah. And it's like light.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I would love that, I think. Mm. And quinoa, when it's done right and it's crispy.
Yes.
It's really good.
So good.
I can see it.
You're like, I see the potential.
All right. My last one is I got a zoo annual pass. I know we live in San Diego, which I think we have like either the best or one of the best zoos in either the country or the world. I don't know. I've heard it.
I was going to say, I think it's like one of the best.
Like in the world, maybe?
Maybe.
I don't know. Anyway, I know it's like a world renowned zoo. Like a lot of people love our zoo. And we got an annual pass and it is so much fun. Like if you can get an annual pass at your zoo.
Yeah.
Highly recommend. I've never been to another zoo ever, so I don't know how nice other zoos are, but like...
I don't think I have either. Actually, no, it's a lie.
You have?
The Washington Zoo was like, eh.
Yeah.
It wasn't that great.
I'm like, maybe we're just spoiled here, but I've never been to another zoo, so I have nothing to compare it to.
Yeah.
But it was $160 for residents for the annual pass, and I love it so much because I like... I know I've said this so many times, but... When I step outside, I feel so much better and I feel like I'm able to be more grounded and I just have a better grasp on things and reality sets in where it's like, okay, what I'm worried about is really not that big of a deal. Like, it's okay. And the minute I look at these cutesy little animals just chilling, I'm like, this is just great. Like,
everything's right.
Everything's amazing. My favorite that I've never forgotten is one time I went after work because I love going after work. It's such a fun way to get your steps in and be around nature, especially because like we live in a city, so it's like kind of hard to get like greenery, but our zoo is very green and like,
yeah,
I love it. But anyway, so I went to go look at the gorillas and literally one of them was straight up doing a yoga pose.
Oh my god,
like straight up. And I was like, you're one of me.
Wait a second.
I'm like, put me in there.
Oh my gosh.
And it was just so sweet. Like, they're just so calm. And he was just sitting there. And another one was like, just eating some grass.
Please.
And I'm like, you guys are such a vibe. Like, they're just chilling.
Yeah.
And then when I see them doing that, I'm like, okay.
You're like, everything feels right.
Yeah. It's just so much fun. And then our friends got it too. So we've been going with them. And it's like, nothing compares to being in your 20s. And then we're like drinking margaritas and just walking around the zoo. It's such a vibe. Highly recommend.
I love that.
Getting a zoo pass with your friends and drinking.
Oh my god. Okay, the last one I have for myself, which perfect timing because my laptop's gonna die. is this influencer. Her name's Caitlin Nolan. And I've been following her since 2020.
Mm-hmm.
But I recently got back into her vlogs and there's something about them that's just like so comforting.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, I just aspire to like be like her in like my own way, but especially lately because I feel like my life's been like really chaotic with like me drowning and like work.
Yeah.
I just watch her like a vlog or two at the end of the night and it really like calms me. She just has like That's really nice. Calming voice and I love seeing what other people do throughout their day.
Me too.
I'm like so nosy.
I love seeing the way other people live.
Yeah.
It's fascinating to me. Like, I love a good vlog.
Yeah.
It calms me down.
She makes me like miss living in Orange County, but obviously all my friends and family are here. So like,
yeah,
I don't miss it that much, but some aspects
of it. It's not worth leaving.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, I would settle down here if I had like family and friends up here.
Orange County's so good. It's such a good mix between here and LA.
Yeah.
Love that.
It really is.
Maybe you will one day.
I know. Guess we'll see.
Well, you know what? If you, in our last episode, how we were talking about the Tiffany rings.
Yeah.
If you want that, you should move to Orange County.
Yeah.
There's tons of rich men out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Just go hang out at, what's that mall?
Oh, South Coast? Or no.
That's not what I was thinking of. I don't remember.
Please.
Anyway, go find a man.
Yeah. I guess we'll end it there.
Yeah.
Those are some of our favorite things. And we'll be back on schedule in June.
Yes. So the next episode will be after this one. We will be back to posting weekly.
Yeah.
So
hot girl summer.
Enjoy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be hot girl summer.
Yeah.
How exciting. We're so close.
I know. It's like I could feel it.
I could feel it in the air.
the crispy summer air. I'm so excited.
Alrighty. Well, I hope everyone enjoyed this episode. As always, leave us a rating and review, please, and follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Beyond the Filter Pod to stay up to date with any schedule changes or our lives or, I don't know.
Just anything.
Just staying up to date.
Yeah.
And we will see you in 2 weeks. Bye.